Welcome to TruthMafia.com. This is your host, Tommy Truthful, in another episode of the Truth Mafia podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the life and death of Jacob Rothschild in this murder by numbers ritual. Dead at 87, Mr. Burns is Jacob Rothschild. The Simpsons character Mr. Burns was based off his life. Net worth $500 trillion, owns every central bank in the world, financed both sides of every war since Napoleon, one of the most powerful families on this planet. Here he is standing with his life coach, high-ranking witch and high priestess Marina Abramovich, and they're standing in front of the painting that is Satan summoning his legion that was created in 1797. Now, he died at 87. Using gematria, the secret language of the elite, Jacob Rothschild in the reverse reduction cipher equals 87, matching the age he died. A third world war is 87. And like I stated, his family has played a role in every war since Napoleon. So they had to have some type of a big sacrificial offering to bring forth thermonuclear war. And that's what I think his death is connected to, regardless if he died or not. Some people believe he transferred his consciousness into another clone, which they do have that technology, so that could very well be a thing. But they want to offer America up as the sacrificial offering to collapse the physical currency, flip us into a digital currency, and bring us under this New World Order regime.
Family in the world might also control the world. We heard about this insane story from the book The Rothschild Family, discussed on the Tim Ferriss Show. It all started with Meyer Amel Rothschild, a successful banker who had five sons, Nathan, James, Amel, Solomon, and Carl. These five sons were sent off on a mission of world domination. They were sent to key sectors of the world like London, Paris, Vienna, and Naples to establish banking power, and it worked. From this foundation of banking, all five brothers became immensely wealthy and created a massive family fortune, which was used to buy properties all around the globe and expand the business even farther. Now the Rothschilds manage things like real estate, financial services, farming, energy, mining, winemaking, and nonprofits. They pretty much have a hand in everything. This, along with their massive fortune, which probably isn't entirely public, has led to a ton of conspiracy theories the past few years.
The Rothschilds had John F. Kennedy killed. He was shutting down their Federal Reserve, and he was stopping the Vietnam War. Now, after he died, the Vietnam War carried on for another 8 years, and they made trillions. There was also talk about aliens with John F. Kennedy in connection to the Rothschilds, and I believe they are these reptilian entities, the Draconian, these fallen angelic beings. A lot of people think they're fallen angels. Whatever they are, we could argue over what to call them forever, but they are not human. I truly believe this with all my heart. And Abraham Lincoln tried to put us on the greenbacks. They also killed him.
The word alien suggests a creature that is foreign to this earth. But these so-called aliens can be found in our oldest recorded history. And history tells us that they have ruled over humanity as if we are some sort of livestock to them. The most common themes are that we are their slaves, and they enslave us by keeping us spiritually ignorant via psychological methods and genetic engineering.
Fallen angelic Dracon extraterrestrial species are dragon, lizard-like, dinosaur-like reptilians with wings, a sentient, intelligent alien race with a tendency toward aggression and warlike behavior. The Dracon, Dragons, or Draconian, coming out of Alpha Draconis and the Orion star systems, who are expert geneticists and scientists, came to Earth approximately 1 million years ago and contaminated the human genetic code, which has altered our evolutionary imprint. And they also created a Dracon-human-lizard-like hybrid called the Dracos. The Dracon ETs are connected to and the masterminds of the Council of Nicaea, Church of Rome, Holocaust of 1941, treaties with the military-industrial complex, human abduction, global health mafia, big pharma, chemtrails and geoengineering, satanic ritual abuse, and adrenochrome harvesting.
Back back in the pink, full of pith and vinegar.
Just remarkable, sir.
You know, it's funny, Smithers. I tried every tincture and poultice and tonic and patent medicine there is. And all I really needed was the blood of a young boy. By the way, what was the lad's name?
You see there, that's Truth in Plain Sight predictive programming, because they are harvesting the adrenochrome from these children, which stops their telomeres and their DNA from withering. It literally halts aging in its tracks. And these entities that they're working with are feeding off the loose energy, the fear.
Rothschilds come from the Orsini family. Roth means red in German, and the Orsini means red, red bear, little red bears. That's what Orsini means. The Grey Pope is Pepe Orsini. He trumps the black, he trumps the white pope.
The Grey Pope is even higher than the black and the white pope.
The Orsini is the Maxima family. They are the maximum family. They are on top. And somehow they've trumped the Colonna and the Farnese, which I know without any doubt through all my studies that they are the three most powerful Illuminati families.
What about Rothschild and Rockefeller?
Well, they are Orsini. They just changed their name. Rockefeller were Rothschilds. Rothschilds were Orsini. Orsini were a family which have their blood lines in Babylon and Egypt. They tell you that. You read their biographies, they'll tell you that. We go back to Nimrod, they tell you that. The Rothschilds say that. We go back to Nimrod. How? Through the Orsinis. So Rockefeller, Rothschild, Orsini, and then you go back to the Persian and Egyptian dynasties.
The world order has no legitimacy. And that we as a people are not afraid, and we are waking up to the robber barons and the big banksters who are looting this economy with the Federal Reserve.
Well,
what do you, I mean, the Rothschilds family did start the Federal, you know, they divided Europe first, took over Europe, the Napoleon.
Andrew Chadwick.
It is very clear that the head of the snake is the financial system. We can argue till the end of time about who runs the world. Is it the Jesuits? Is it the reptilians? Is it the Illuminati? Is it the Freemasons? We can go on and on and on and on about this. But I don't think it is reasonable to even begin arguing about the mechanism that is used to exert this control. The mechanism is finance. The whole point of finance is to indebt, otherwise to enslave. What is a mortgage? I mean, what does that stand for? It's a death grip. So when you get a mortgage, you have a death grip held over you because you are in debt. You don't even own the house. The bank owns the house that loans you the money to buy the house, unless you're fortunate enough to have all the money to buy it outright. And even then, you can be taxed by the government. And if you fail to keep up with those taxes, the government can then take it from you. The whole system is based on a financial fraud, which effectively takes the power that we have and it gives it to a tiny group of individuals who are running the world through the control of finance. With the infinite supply of money that we have allowed them to take, they have literally an infinite supply of money, and with that money, and from their psychopathic point of view, they have bought everything and everyone who can be bought. So those of us who cannot be bought, because we operate on a level that goes way beyond the material, we are not rewarded for such behavior, we are punished for such behavior. And the most slovenly, disgustingly criminal, pedophilia, corrupt moral individuals, those are the ones that are rewarded in this system, which is upside down. We reward the pedophiles, we reward the corrupt, we reward the liars, we reward the people with no morals at all, and usually we compromise them under this system in terms of maybe a videotape. Maybe Barack Obama is gay. Maybe we have videotape of him having sex with another man, or perhaps some other acts that may be not so popular amongst many of the electorate. Maybe we have videos of political leaders having sex with little boys or little girls. If I was in charge of the world and I was a psychopath and completely drunk on my own power, you can bet damn sure that's what I would do. I wouldn't allow anyone in a position of power who wasn't completely compromised. When you have an infinite supply of money, you can do this. But on every country's level, they should be issuing their own currency in a transparent, non-usury-based way, in which it really, truly benefits the people. And in that way, we can literally free ourselves of the banking debt, which is drowning us all, and we can stop scrambling for the crumbs from the table of these filthy rich psychopaths and live in a state of abundance just by changing this one thing. And I'm not just talking about abundance for Western nations, who have an artificially inflated value with their currencies. We all in the West are guilty of having that reward while the rest of the world is sucking on it. Every nation in the world can use a sensible financial policy to liberate themselves, to have world-class education, infrastructure, everything that a healthy society would require can be had in the worst, most corrupt African country in any part of the world. We can all have that if we simply change that one thing. John F. Kennedy did that about 6 months before he was taken out. He issued United States notes as opposed to Federal Reserve notes. I can assure you the powers that be knew the power of that act, and they took him right out. So the bottom line is, if we as people understand this very simple principle, just this one thing, change this one thing, we can solve every other problem you can name. I don't care what the problem is. I can bring it back to the financial system and an infinite supply of money for a bunch of psychopaths who are running the world, as opposed to an abundant supply of money for all of us. So in that sense, I'm very optimistic. This is not rocket science. I am not the smartest guy in the room. We can all understand this. And as soon as we do, we can exercise the same power that we had, but relinquished, and we can have a future for ourselves and our children.
This whole financial system is built off the Saturn matrix, the Saturn black cube. Now, that's what these elites are really part of. They're not Satanist. They worship Saturn. They're part of this Saturnalia death cult. So we see this cube symbolism with all three of the Abrahamic religions. Now, another interesting thing, the number of the matrix is the number 13, which 13 spelled out in Chaldean gematria equals 31, matching the matrix and reptiles. And it's the 13 reptilian bloodlines that are running this reality. These 13 bloodlines are the same families that the legends of vampires are connected to, because the reptilians and the vampires are one in the same. Just look at Chaldean gematria. Vampires equals 30, matching reptilian. And you have Bathory. Remember the story of the Countess Bathory who used to bathe in the blood of her maidens? So they've been drinking our blood. This is where all these stories and legends stem from. Now, this is known as gematria, which is a secret language of the elite. And you live in a simulation. It's known as the Saturn Moon 3D Matrix. Saturn is the computer, the sun, the power supply. The moon is the communication interface modular. It's made out of plasma. They never went to the moon. And Earth is the simulator. They keep flat Earth and spinning ball theory arguing with each other when it's neither. It's a simulation. It's a holographic simulation. And in the three Abrahamic religions, in Judaism, they wrap the black cube around their crown chakra in their arm. In Islam, they walk counterclockwise around the hypercube. In Christianity, they're praying to a cross, which is an unfolded cube. And I love all the religions. I'm not talking negative about any of them. I respect all religions. But it all ties back to these papal bloodlines. The Rothschilds were the papal knights of Malta. They're all answering to the Holy Roman Empire. The Roman Empire is still in control. Under the Circumvey Act of 1666, they set up the Holy See Admiral Law, the rules of the world. And unless you claim sovereignty, these rules don't even apply to you. So you have no rights. You don't even have the same rights they do, because we are considered lost and dead at sea. This is why it's so important to claim your sovereignty as an actual person. And America is the modern day Babylon.
The Truth Mafia, led by Capo De Capi, Tommy Truthful, alongside his underboss, Donut Factory, the Consigliere, Ani Osaru, and Capo Paranoid American of ParanoidAmerican.com. Become a made member today. Click the link in our bio on Instagram, in the description on all other platforms. Join the Truth Mafia. Become untouchable.